If Medicaid isn't expanded, about 50,000 people in the Dayton area alone will end up in a gap where they're too low income to use the Obamacare marketplace, but not low income enough to get Medicaid. Brian Bucklew of the Greater Dayton Area Hospital Association says healthcare for the uninsured is already costly because they depend on emergency rooms.
It's kind of a double negative there. You're providing less efficient, less effective care to the population, and it's more expensive, and people are going to be paying for it anyways.
Bucklew is one of many healthcare advocates across the state pushing for expansion. Meanwhile, Republican State Senator Dave Burke and Democratic Senator Capri Cafaro have each proposed cost-capping reforms to Medicaid. But Senator Cafaro's plan would also expand the program, while Burke's would not. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.